Letters to Daniel, Volume 1, Letter 5-3, Inheritance. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2011, in the 12th month, on the 27th day of the 12th month.
But Christ came as high priest of the good things to come, with a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation. Not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood he entered the most holy place, once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of bulls and goats, and the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself, without spot, to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this reason, he is the mediator of the new covenant, by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, that those who are called may receive the promise of the eternal inheritance.
Dear Dan, my father passed away on 29 October 2007. I was named the executor of his will. Within days, my wife, two younger brothers and I were sitting in the attorney's office. The lawyer went over the will and any inheritance instructions. Everything was in order, and I was officially made the executor. My parents were by no means rich, and the house I grew up in was sold after Dad retired because the property taxes were becoming too expensive for a retired custodian's pension. So Mom and Dad purchased a double-wide mobile home and a retirement park in L9. I had to sell it as part of the estate and dispose of any items not wanted by my two brothers and me. The funds were dispersed and the estate closed, and for the second time in our married life, Em and I were able to dispose of all of our debt and pay off the second mortgage we had taken out to pay off credit card debt, which we incurred during and after the day of seven. With some of the money I had left, I purchased my first Apple computer, a Mac Mini 2008 model. I liked it so much, I then purchased a MacBook laptop. And of course, most recently, I obtained the MacBook Air, which I wouldn't have done except that the first MacBook exhibited signs of malfunction after the warranty had expired. Funny thing, the MacBook started working again after I purchased the Air, so I now keep it at work in my locker and have used it extensively in writing these letters when I get to work early. The Air I take to Starbucks. I guess the Lord really wanted me to write these letters as I have the capacity to do so with triple redundancy. At home on the Mac Mini, at work on the MacBook, and at Starbucks with the Air. I also inherited an almost new car, my dad's Kia Rio. It got good mileage and had front-wheel drive. There was a note obligation still outstanding on the vehicle, so Em and I had to finance what was owed in order to keep the inheritance. A few months after I started driving it, I was going home from work. It was freezing outside with black ice on the roadway. Suddenly, a pickup truck in another lane lost traction and sideswiped the Kia, sending it into a spin. There was another car stopped on the side of the highway. My car hit that car and spun around the opposite direction. I was not injured other than some stressed muscles, but the insurance company decided to total the Kia. We received enough money to pay off the debt we had incurred, plus enough extra to purchase some new Powerlift easy chairs, one each for Em and me. So in that accident, the Lord fine-tuned my inheritance by removing the rest of the debt and blessing us with two real nice family room chairs in which to rest. Blessings. Romanus Theophilus.
I don't really know what's going on here.
But you've just seen behind a curtain that you weren't even supposed to know existed. Must be jarring. It's not your fault. Your path through the world this morning was supposed to have been adjusted. You were supposed to spill your coffee as you entered the park this morning. You would have gone upstairs to change, you would have missed the bus, and you would have arrived at work 10 minutes later than you did, and we would have been gone.
I was supposed to spill my coffee.
We call that an adjustment.
See, sometimes when people spill their coffee, or their internet goes out, or they misplace their keys, they think it's chance. And sometimes it is. Sometimes it's us nudging people back on plan. Sometimes, when nudging isn't enough, management authorizes a recalibration. We deploy our intervention team, and they change your mind for you. Like we did with your friend Charlie. He's fine, by the way. You don't need to worry about him. Now, there's something I need you to understand if I'm going to let you go.
Okay.
Very few humans have seen what you've seen today, and we're determined to keep it that way. So, if you ever reveal our existence, we'll erase your brain. The intervention team will reset. Your emotions, your memories, your entire personality will be expunged. Your friends and family will think you've gone crazy. You won't think anything.